He then has to head the ball away, and Amadi will pick it up, will he?
Yes, he will.
He does now, yes, and he holds the ball, and it's out for another throw-in. But if FC United get the ball wide, get the passing game moving quickly, I think an early goal is exactly what they need. As Jacobs now, I should say, Kotchal swings the ball right across the penalty area. Poor defensive there by the number three.
Oh, what a
finish. And
what
a goal there by FC United.
He's injured, though.
Michael Norton, well, it was poor defending there. I think it was Paul Mayo. He headed the ball directly to the feet of Michael Norton, who just basically said, thank you very much. And is it from the edge of the penalty area, low into the right-hand side of the goalkeeper, left-hand side of the goalkeeper. He's down injured, but I'm sure he'll be getting up in a second. And FC United find themselves a goal up.
Cracky finish, though.
Lovely finish.
I don't reckon he felt that, leave his foot. Hit it beautifully.
Well, he hit it absolutely perfectly. On 9 minutes, FC United find themselves a goal to nil appear at Stamford AFC. It'll be the goalkeeper. He'll sweep up, clears the line. And it's a high one, and FC United stops just the wrong side.
Oh, Spencer slips Spencer at the wrong time then.
And then loses the ball, and this should be 1-1. And it is.
The problem with that is, Spencer took a knock to his head and was kind of in a world of his own at that point when he should have been trying to pick up the ball. And he's still a bit dazed now.
Well, the ball's hit high, over the top. Stotts just got the slightly wrong side of his man. Spencer came out, slipped, made amends, made the save. There was a collision and he hit his head. And well, he stayed down and he's not getting up his Spencer at the moment, to be honest. The referee let the game proceed.
He was clearly in a world of his own there. He wasn't like... He was like slow motion, wasn't he? Completely out of it for a split second.
There is indeed another substitution for FC United. It looks like Greg Daniels is the man that's going to be coming on. And in his place is going to be... It looks like Chris Amadi.
That's surprising.
Well, just to give you an idea, well, that's happening as well. FC United's physio, Sam, is on... Treating FC United skipper again, and he's actually doing a vision test with him. He's coming off.
So James Spencer's going to have to come off. He's got double vision.
Well, that's it.
So
well,
we're taking Amadi off.
Well, that's very interesting. What I want to show you there is James Spencer can't continue. He's just signalled to the bench, and the bench has come back with a shrug of what then? What are we going to do?
Because Mike Norton normally would have to go in goal at this point. And we're taking Amadi off. So
that's for me is a very, very interesting thing because James Spencer cannot continue. He's obviously got double vision, and you cannot risk a goalkeeper. There's no one on the bench for FC United. They made a substitution. The tallest player on the pitch has gone off, and FC United have to make a four substitutions. So who's going to go in goals for FC? Spencer, ever present for FC United this season, and Jones is the man. Probably have to go in goals. Would you think? It may be Jones that's going in goals.
Who are we
going
to bring on then? I mean, we've got Scott Cheetham, Matthew Carr and Cedric Crewe who are left to be on the substitute
bench.
Well,
at the moment, it's all what we're going to do. And Spencer is... Well, Spencer's on the sideline. Sam's going to cross to talk to the bench. And it's all happening here because FC United at the moment, Jake Cottrell, that is with a knee injury. FC United, it's 1-1, and they are making the switch now. And it is Spencer. He's coming off.
If I had a makeshift goalie in net, I'd want Adam Jones in front of that goalie, not the goalie.
Well, let's have a look now. What's going on? In fact, it's
looks like Birch is going in net.
Birch is going in nets. Well, it's all happening here. This is FA Trophy. Smith wins a header against Jones, and FC United clear the lines, but only as far as a red shirt there. And he's going to have a shot on goal, the number 11. It's a great effort and a goal. A wonderful effort there by the number 11, Danny Brooks. It's 25-30 yards out with a temporary goalkeeper in there. There was nothing Birch could do, and the FC players look at themselves.
What that
and apportioning blame. Well, it's not going to help because it's a collective there. No one closed him down. We've got a goalkeeper of 5'8" in goals, and no one's closed him down there. Danny Brooks, this is the sixth game, they've come from behind, and with 8 minutes to go in this game, FC United find themselves 2-1 down in the FA Trophy second round qualifier.
The thing is, right, when you've got a makeshift goalie in, make sure they don't have a shot, and Nicky Platt should have dealt with that better.
Three players, anyone should have closed him down there. That's what you do, you take shots on goal, because you haven't got the goalkeeper in there.